It's extremely serious. I mean, if we bear in mind that in the 2013 fodder crisis, we imported 40,000 tonnes of silage, and now what we're faced with is 9 million tonne shortfall. So it's a really serious situation, and what it is that we've had two extreme weather events this year. One, an extreme volume of rain during the spring period, and now a drought period, which isn't just an Irish issue, but a European issue. So it's not just Irish farms, it's European farmers, and we don't really know if we need to import fodder, where we're going to get it from, because the demand is so high in Europe at the minute. So what we have now is perhaps maybe a 6 to 8 week window where farmers have their fingers crossed for some rain. I know people will be rolling their eyes at me, but we all have our fingers crossed for some rain to get enough grass growth to get a second cut of silage or a third cut of silage so we have enough winter fodder. And what we're hoping now is that the Minister for Agriculture does act. So the European Commissioner, Phil Hogan, has come out today offering some relaxing of, say, the red tape around a number of schemes. So maybe ground that had been set aside as low input permanent pasture, you know, if the minister asks, that ground could be used to make silage off of. But we need the minister to act, and really every day counts now at this stage.